have challenges. And to me, individual as Peter Mayen, I don't believe that challenges are an obstacle. I believe they are obstacle. I mean, they are stumbling block, but you can stumble, you can get up anytime. And then again, I believe in South Sudanese society that they have a resilient spirit that they had made it happen to have their own country.
Okay. And as a member of the NPTC, are you optimistic that a new government can be formed on the 12th of May this year?
There is only one reason why to form a new government by the May. The reason is the conflict between the interested parties and non-interested parties. That means even if we extend, those who already seated in the government, who are not assured of their own future,
they're not sure whether they will come back.
They will not sure they come back or they will go in. So definitely cannot prepare a red carpet for anybody who is coming in to take over their seats. I'm talking as a South Sudanese, mm-hmm. It is a fact and the truth and the reality. And I'm accountable for what I say. Therefore, those who are outside, they are not only preparing for them to come back, but they're preparing for South Sudan to have a peaceful process. And that's the conflict. But at the end of the day, if you go back, everybody had its own portion, had its own options. You can either be in or out. If you really wanted to be out so that you come in, you would have resigned from the government, and so that you are out and then you come in. So if you want to be in, you have stayed in. So the whole process is basically is conflict of interest of a few politicians. But we will not, as NTPC, under the leadership of Tutkal Wak, to allow South Sudanese to get back to war or failure. We will not allow the failure. Now we are at a very narrow angle, the angle of logistic support. And thank the South Sudanese people and to the Egyptian government and to ever that were willing to support us.
Yes, talking about narrow angle of logistic challenges and all these kind of things, and you are saying there are people who would not wish to see, to prepare a red carpet for you to come in and they exit. One of the challenges facing this process right now is some of the opposition politicians and the military officers who are staying in major hotels in Juba last week complained of harassment. Their hotel rooms were locked. They stayed for 5 days without water and food. They had to complain. So these are some of the challenges facing this smooth running, because somebody was brought to Juba from Wau, for example, stays for 5 days without water and food. This is a major challenge. Do you see that as an obstacle or impending factors to the smooth running of this pre-transition period?
Well, the president has already offered what he did. There's a direction from the president
To address this issue?
Not only to address the issue, to release the money, frankly speaking.
Okay. When was that?
In the cabinet meetings. Mm-hmm. So the point is, who are not those who are releasing the money? Are they anti-peace? Or are they really standing with the president, or they are not standing
but
with the
NPTC,
president?
But NPTC, which you are a member, is supposed to be releasing the money to fund these people who are staying in their hotels.
The agreement says that the NTPC will get its funding from the Ministry of Finance. Mm-hmm. So basically, this is South Sudan peace-driven process. So you don't expect much money has to come from out. Whatever we ask from US, UK, Egypt, or ever, we are just lobbying. We are asking for help. But as a South Sudan peace-driven process, is funded absolutely by the South Sudanese. And for us in South Sudan, the only way we get our money from as per now is the oil. So the fact remains that the president has done his part. What he did is that he has already directed his officials to release money to support the NTPC. If the money is not released and the NTPC is not supported, then the question remains, are those individuals anti-government, anti-peace, pro-person? Because you cannot say that I am in support of President Kiir when the President Kiir has already ordered the release and financing of the NTPC. So those are the few various elements. But at the end of the day, we in the NTPC, we don't think one-way traffic. We have various way of thinking. When we find ourselves a crossroad that we're heading a very difficult positions in terms of the implementations of the agreements and all those various elements, what we did is that we have started to lobby for external support in order to address the gap. in order to address the logistic and challenges. Because the only thing us under the leadership of Tutkalwak that we cannot accept is the 10 men, we cannot accept to fail. We cannot accept that South Sudanese does not meet its inspirations toward a peaceful society. So that's the bottom line. So the issue in terms of administratively is being addressed, but politically what I want to say is that the president has supported us, and those who are standing in between the support of the president and the NTPC, I don't know who they are.
Okay.